White House Press Secretary Dana Perino says U.S. negotiators in Baghdad could be in touch with Iraqi officials this week with a response to their proposed changes, and she says some of the Iraqi requests might be accepted.
There might be some that we can support. There might be some that we won't be able to support. I'll just let the negotiators work that out with them privately.
U.S. officials have not confirmed what the Iraqis are asking for, but news reports say a firm date for a full U.S. troop withdrawal is among the requests. Defense Department spokesman Brian Whitman says U.S. officials are eager to hand over full responsibility for security to the Iraqis, but he says that cannot be done on a firm timetable.
We share a common interest of turning over security functions and activities to the Iraqis as soon as they are ready to take those activities over. And our position with respect to timelines is well known, that we should have goals that are out there that we work towards. But at the end of the day, we have to be cognizant of the conditions on the ground, too.
At the White House, Dana Perino said it is in the interest of both countries to reach an agreement, and recent events demonstrate the need to be cautious about removing U.S. troops.
Just this past week, even though they've made great strides, they've had some terrible violence up in the Mosul area, and we're trying to help their security forces beef up enough so that they are competent and confident enough to repel terrorists or insurgents who are trying to disrupt the political system there.
Another issue in dispute is reportedly the degree of immunity U.S. troops would have from prosecution in Iraqi courts. Perino says the U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Ryan Crocker, and his team will likely respond to the Iraqi proposals this week. Both officials who spoke Monday denied news reports the United States is abandoning the negotiations with Iraq and turning its attention to getting a renewal of the UN authorization for U.S. troops to be in the country, which expires at the end of the year. The Pentagon has said U.S. troops would have to cease operations at midnight, December 31st, if there's no agreement or UN extension. But Perino said no one in Washington is contemplating such a thing. U.S. and Iraqi negotiators reached the draft agreement last month after 7 months of negotiations. Top U.S. officials have said some changes might be possible, but not major changes. Al Pessin, VOA News, Washington.